Brian Yancey Owen is my granddad, and my grandmother is Jean Martin. And I'm just really excited for you guys to hear the story of how they met, because their story is truly, truly the American love story.
Well, it is certainly different from today's society. Hitchhiking was a very popular method among kids with no car and no money.
Dude, sorry, man. That's all I got. I got you next time now, all right? All right, yeah, boy.
But it was certainly different in 1940. Been back, and we were on our way back to Lexington, and one of our rides stopped in this small town, let us out, town about 1,000 people, and the highway was the main street through the town. And while we were waiting on the curb for another ride, in front of a nice residence, two good-looking high school-aged brunettes came walking down the sidewalk.
Wow. She's shutting you down.
We attempted to be a little friendly, but they ignored us and went into the home, and suddenly I had an enterprising thought. With my camera, I took a picture of the house. When we got back to school, I was looking at this little picture of the house, and I said to my roommate, "We can meet those girls." And so I took the little picture, glued it on the letter. Under that picture, I wrote Main Street and the name of the town, Munfordville, Kentucky. On the back side of the card, I told them we had just passed through town and had seen these two lovely brunettes. And I told them that I was a college student, rich and good-looking probably, neither of which was true. But I said, seeing these lovely brunettes, we'd like to meet you if you would answer the letter. Nothing happened for a couple of weeks, and then one day I got a letter indicating they had received the card, and they gave me two names, one Jean Martin and one Martha Mansfield. My roommate and I flipped a coin, and I got Jean Martin.
Your grandfather sat in a swing, and he was so nervous that the drink was sort of slushing around. But he was. We enjoyed them stopping by.
I wasn't nervous, Jake. That was part of my cool act.
Thank you. had all these years together. And as you say, there have been ups and downs, but we've worked through them and we've been happy and we've taken a lot of trips and we couldn't ask for more than that.
That's right, those pleasant memories. Still enjoying some of them too.
Yeah, I can't cook like I used to. I don't have the energy to do it, but we still enjoy good food.
Well,
Southern food.
Thank you again, Jake, for taking your time with us. We're blessed by the conversation.
Hey, listen. I got something today that I didn't show you earlier, but it wasn't what I was expecting today. So.
It's so soon. Promise?
Yeah. There's a bunch of us going. It'll be good. It'll be all right.
The Lord's will that we get back together, because I had not seen him all the time that he was in the service. In fact, I was dating someone else that I had thought at the time I would marry them, but Brian came through Munfordville with his grandparents, and he went out to see my mother. And he asked her, said, "Where's Jean now? Where's she live?" And she said, "Well, she's right here in town."
How are you?
I am fine. Come in.
Surprise, surprise, huh?
Thanks.
Really nice to see you. Aww. How are you? Good?
Good.
Wow. Is Jean around?
I know right where she is. Give me 1 second.
Thank you. Thanks.
So she called me on the phone and said, "I've got a surprise for you. Somebody wants to see you."
Hello?
They came up to where I worked, and he came in, and I knew the minute he walked in the door after all those years, I just felt like that was who I was supposed to marry. And
I told you I was rich and good looking.
means a button-down shirt and a good pair of jeans. Wasn't Sunday supper without collard greens. Dad was boss, Christ is king. Friday night was living for them lights to come on. Then I turned to Miller Lights when I turned 21. There's some things about me that I can't change. I'll always be the man that homemade me love a dirt road. Homemade me crave some ice cold. Homemade sweet tea only mama knows how to make. Yeah, homemade me love a small town. Homemade me wanna settle down in a homemade for the two of us. Everything I love. Lines didn't seem to work. Guess my pickup truck must have got to her. Windows down, singing every word of that George Strait mixtape that was homemade. Homemade me love a dirt road. Homemade me crave some ice cold. Homemade sweet tea only mama knows how to make. Yeah, homemade. Homemade me love a small town. Homemade me settle down in a homemade for the two of us. Everything I love is homemade. Hey, what we got you can't get from a store.